Next individual, please.
Item 1163, request of Mike O'Callaghan to address council regarding update on shelterlessness.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Michael O'Callaghan. It was good to hear about the Humane Society making Portland a more compassionate place for animals. You know, maybe it'd be a good idea to expand their mission to include humans. I would think they would do a little bit better job with homelessness. Well, congratulations. Okay, I want to start out on a good note. Okay, only 79 people died last year on the street. A drop of one from 80. Good deal. The sweeps. Now, I was here last time. I asked you a question what the outcome of the sweeps was. You gave me an answer that really wasn't an answer. So I would like you to know what the outcome of the sweeps are. Okay? 3 days without sleep, you're certifiably insane. Physiological fact. Another that they have found, which is really quite interesting, is that social isolation causes addiction. You know, the classic one of the rat with the cocaine, they'll take the cocaine till it dies, right? Well, this guy says, oh, hey, let's put them in a cage with other rats and other food and see what happens. They don't do that. Okay, so the mythology out on the streets is that we're all alcoholic, mentally ill drug addicts. Okay, why? Were they all alcoholic, mentally ill drug addicts when they were housed? No, they weren't. Okay, this is what your sweeps are causing. Okay, they're illegal. Okay, here's the response that I got to my two-page from your attorneys, okay, about a restraining order. Prohibit the sweeps because they're unconstitutional. 2 pages I wrote, and this is the response I got. In this litigation, I'm not sure if you're really familiar with the term churn. Okay, look at my previous litigation up to 9th and back down. See how much churn your attorney's office has put into my case, and see how much churn they're going to put into this case. This is an example. Okay, solutions. I like to orient towards solutions. 3 solutions here, okay? Villages. You already have. You've seen the replication. This works. You know that. You need a code to allow small villages, 25 or smaller. You can even put them on there for 90 days at a time with a community agreement. You can do all kinds of things, okay? That's number one. This is a doable. Another one, which is really kind of interesting, over here on 6th and Division Place, they just built a great big building storage unit. I got some of my stuff stored in there. Go lease it or buy it for 5 years. They got 1,200 units in there. You can put the bigger units. You can put families in there. They've got coded security for entrance. You'd have to put things on there for, more showers and things like that. Oh, and one more comment about the roses. I'm working the roses in the Lad Edition. Okay, and they came through with a hedge trimmer and cut all the roses down. Okay, I say, Chloe, could you tell them not to use hedge trimmers on roses? Okay, you can communicate with the Rose Gardens about that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming in.